news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Within a rounding error of 80 degrees as we get started on this Tuesday morning, it's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. More from Dr. Bill's forecast in just a second. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with your traffic.
From the Lona, it's CBD traffic center, disabled vehicle right median, eastbound I-10 on the Bayway. At the 33-mile marker, slowing up traffic. Be careful. Beyond that, the only accident we've had, including West I-65 service road at Airport Boulevard, finally moved out of the roadway. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, looks like it's a good ride there, and heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Lona, CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. Across from the golf course, they offer all things hemp, and they've recently added over 150 new items. Find out more on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
During this back-to-school time, when so many of our children will be walking to and from school, the caring staff of Mobile Nursing and Rehabilitation Center at Cody and Greelot Roads in West Mobile reminds drivers that pedestrians are one of the most serious hazards you can face as a driver. Slow down and watch carefully as you approach congested school zones. Watch for the flashing lights of school buses that signal you to stop. Keep your eyes on the road. Don't text while driving. A message from the caring staff of Mobile Nursing and Rehabilitation Center at Cody and Greelot Roads in West Mobile.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. Right, 609 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Hey, y'all, I'm Sean Sullivan right there. No, right there is Dalton Norwich.
Yeah, right here. I am Dalton Norwich.
Hello, Dalton Norwich.
How's it going?
That's all right. By the way, two heads up. Spanish Fort Mayor and Council Candidate Forum tonight from 6 to 8 at the Spanish Fort Container Yard, which I have heard much about. I have not been to before. Tonight will be my first night. We're doing an outdoor, like, town hall forum event, you know, so you can be socially distanced and all that at the pavilion at the Spanish Fort Container and Restaurant Park Pavilion. It's at the intersection of Town Center Avenue and Bass Pro Shops Drive. I know how to get to Bass Pro Shops Drive. I can tell you that. That's on Google in my head, so I'll get there quickly. But, yeah, 6 to 8 tonight. Invite you to come out. Go here, of course, for the mayor, the mayor's race candidates, and also for city council for Spanish Fort. It's part of what we're doing along with the Common Sense Campaign Tea Party to get you ready for elections, even if they are, like, we had one in July and one now in August. And then there's regular old one coming up in November as
well. It's always a good thing for the constituents to be able to check out their candidates for the people that want to lead them.
Yeah, and take advantage of that. take advantage of that. You have a chance in these forums. You know, wherever you live in Mobile, Baldwin County, Greater Gulf Coast, even if we're not involved in it, moderating it or putting it on the air or something like that, these things, go, if you've got a specific question, you know, you'll call us, which we enjoy, and say, well, what do you think, why do you think they did it? You have these opportunities to go ask people firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
How would you fix this? Why is this this way? How can we make it better? Ask them. Hear their answers.
Yeah, it sounds like a huge claim, but democracy does rest in your hands. You got to go ask the questions.
You have to be engaged and educated as a voter and get better results.
Yep, I would say so.
All right, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock and time to check coronavirus numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton's got the numbers.
Yeah.
Also, another Monday, another lament.
Yeah, lots of interesting things going on with the Alabama coronavirus numbers, and we'll get to those in just a minute. But we'll start nationally like we do every morning, and we now have over 5,060,000 total positive cases of coronavirus and nearly 155,000 that have died due to COVID-19. We are heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases around July 23rd. Yesterday, there were 41,807 new cases added for the nation, the lowest number since July 6th. That's some great news. The seven-day average has fallen to 52,393 cases per day. That's right around what we were averaging July 8th as we were heading up that curve. But testing has been quite a bit lower since the 1st of August. Because of that, the seven-day average has dropped to around 710,000 tests per day. A couple weeks ago, we were averaging right around 820,000 tests per day. There were 426 deaths reported yesterday. Now, the reported fatality numbers are usually lower on Mondays. Even still, that's the lowest number of deaths reported in one day in America since July 20th.
Good.
And the seven-day average, it's been fairly level, fairly consistent over the last 11 days at right around 1,050 per day. And there have now been over 62.5 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, we're getting close to 100,000 confirmed cases. We are at 99,390 right now. Also, 1,733 have died from COVID-19 in our state. And there are 1,528 people currently hospitalized with the virus. While the number of new cases in Mobile County has been trending down lately, there were a record 570 new cases added on Monday. Mobile County Health Department Dr. Rindy Murphy explained in her Monday presser that much like last Sunday, when 532 new cases were added, they were having some data issues and reporting that data to the Alabama Department of Public Health. So those numbers that we saw yesterday were mostly backlogged cases added to the new count. Dr. Murphy said it does not necessarily reflect the current trends that they're seeing in the county. So as we're here, just like so many of you out there, trying to look at the data that comes in on a daily and weekly basis and, you know, make a story out of it, or at least try to figure out what's going on when we have these backlogged numbers that make its way into the system, I'm glad that they are adding them, but it really messes with the count and trying to figure out what our seven-day average looks like. And are we heading down a curve? Are we heading up a curve? Are we staying steady? It does look to me like Mobile County is doing much better than we were a couple weeks ago and last week. But with those additional cases, that might not necessarily look the same way in the stats when you look at those. Baldwin County added 107 new cases yesterday and no new deaths. Their totals are now at 3,651 cases with 25 that have died. And locally, if you look at the charts, we are heading down the slope of the first, and I pray only, wave of cases. If you look at the national chart, we had two big waves, with the second wave being much bigger than the first, and we're heading down the curve of that second wave. For Alabama and for our local areas around here, we really did, it seems, flatten the curve for the first few months of the virus being here in America. So we're coming down our first big wave, and hopefully, like I said, the only wave that we'll have. Until yesterday's outlier spike in cases, Mobile was averaging 135 cases per day over the last week. That was the lowest since July 13th. And Baldwin now averaging 63 new cases per day. That's closer to what they were averaging in mid-July. So I think good numbers that we're seeing out of Mobile and Baldwin counties. For Washington County, they now have 443 cases with 12 that have died. Clark County, 826 cases with 9 deaths. Until Saturday, Clark County's highest daily increase in cases was 16, but on Saturday they added 166 new cases for Clark County and 164 more new cases yesterday. just like we're seeing with Mobile, this, Sean, must be a large backlog of data. But if you're in Clark County trying to figure out what the trends are,
right,
it makes it very difficult to follow if they're unloading data without having that reference of time to see when those cases are coming in.
And that's one of the problems. So that, what we're trying to do here, and we'll continue to do, is give you the raw numbers as they come in, but also give you these cautionaries. That doesn't mean every time the numbers are wrong, but you have to have them. We have to set the stage for you to be able to look at these numbers and say, well, maybe that's not, maybe I need to wait a day or two. Not that you're going to do any reaction right away, but as we're trying to figure out trends, like you said, are we in this wave? What's happening without, got to know that there's, I mean, data input errors or reporting errors, right? I mean, and thank goodness the folks at Mobile County Health Department, Randy Murphy, are admitting to that.
Yeah.
Something we often don't see in the federal government, that here locally they're admitting to those failures. And that's good, because the only way to figure out, to fix a problem is admit you have the problem. Now let's get that thing fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the medical side of this. Then there's like the actuarial. And I don't know how to fix it. I'm not, but there's got to be a, there's got to be a better effort here.
There has to be, yeah. We keep saying you got to see the forest from the trees when you're looking at this data, but it makes it tough to see even a weekly average when you have numbers like that that skew the rest of your numbers for the week. For Alabama, there were 1,655 cases added yesterday. Again, that's with backlogged data, but even with those numbers, the seven-day average down to 1,352 cases per day. That's what we were averaging about a month ago on our way up that first peak. And 26 deaths reported yesterday. That spiked the seven-day average back up to 22 per day. So new cases have been trending down. Hospitalizations have been fairly steady for the state over the last 3 weeks, and we're starting to catch up again with testing numbers. They added over 18,000 yesterday. So I would expect to see the numbers of COVID fatalities in the state to decrease this week following the highs in cases from about 2 weeks ago. And that's a look around the state and the nation with the coronavirus numbers.
All right, Dalton, appreciate that update. Also, coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will talk about our day today. I can say this, south end of the counties, Mobile and Baldwin counties getting a couple of thunderstorms right now. If you're at Alabama Port, heading down towards Dolphin Island, pretty good thunderstorm there. Foley, you got a pretty big one to wake you up this morning. And a few more storms making their way in around Perdido Pass. We'll have more details coming up with Dr. Bill in just a couple of minutes. In the 8 o'clock hour, Quinn Hillier joins us. We'll talk with him. And if you have not caught it yet, catch it today. Jeff Poor. Jeff Poor Show, 9 to noon right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, on the way in sports.
Well, it was a wild day in the world of college football yesterday.
Got that right.
I'll try to explain what the Power 5 and Group of 5 conferences are planning to do with their football seasons, and give you a little run around the Major League Baseball from last night, and a New England Patriots have signed a new running back. I'll let you know who coming up in sports.
All right, that's on the way, and we'll check in with WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Air Specialty, your Carrier Factory authorized dealer striving to provide outstanding AC services. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Cedar Trace Apartments on Village Green Drive. Happened just before 10 o'clock last night. One person was shot. We do not have an update on their condition this morning. The Saraland School District reports no new cases of coronavirus after a student tested positive on the second day of school. Friday, a day after classes began, school officials were notified about the infected student. Five students who had been in close contact were sent home. Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson will nominate a new fire chief today. He will present his pick to the city council for approval. Simpson has selected Jeremy Lamy, the current chief of staff for Mobile Fire Rescue. Mark Seeley, chief for the last 3 years, is stepping down at the end of the month after 29 years with the department. Seeley will become the fire chief in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com, building legacies one relationship at a time.
time.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, 621 FM Talk 106.5. And right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday was a day filled with many anonymous sources, rumors, and speculation in the world of college football. After the Mid-American Conference announced Saturday that they'll not play football this fall, well-respected journalists began reporting that the Big Ten would soon become the first Power Five conference to postpone or cancel the season, and that the Pac-12 was likely to follow their lead. Around 10 a.m., reports began surfacing that the Big Ten had voted to postpone the season. Soon, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, Ohio State coach Ryan Day, and Penn State coach James Franklin began tweeting their disapproval of the move to cancel the season. Yahoo's Pete Thamel later tweeted that he was told by a Big Ten official that no vote had been held. Big Ten officials did meet last night, but no announcement has been made of their decision. Pac-12 school presidents are scheduled to meet today to vote on whether to play fall sports this year. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey tweeted yesterday afternoon that the best advice he's received is to be patient. Alabama head coach Nick Saban and several other conference coaches and athletic directors were more direct, saying that they intend to play football this fall. According to Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports, an ACC official said the league, quote, absolutely plans on playing football in the fall. Dodd's report came after an ACC conference call with athletic directors and a similar call involving university presidents. Leaders from the Big 12 conference will reportedly meet by phone tonight to explore their options. The Dallas Morning News reports that they'll be joined by medical advisors on the call. And it doesn't seem that anyone, including Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, has a clear read on what the conference directors will decide. So the Big 12 could end up being the swing vote in the Power Five. In Group of Five conferences, athletic directors and school leaders from each conference met to discuss their plans for the upcoming season. After the MAC became the first conference to postpone football, the Mountain West Conference announced yesterday they are also postponing their season. They did say that the Air Force Academy could seek to play an independent schedule if they'd like. Yesterday evening, Brett McMurphy from Stadium reported that the Sun Belt Conference, quote, plans to follow the SEC's lead and play sports this fall. McMurphy also reported that despite Old Dominion canceling their fall season, the rest of Conference USA still plans to play football. And Sports Illustrated's Ross Dellinger tweeted last night that the American Athletic Conference is also moving forward with a 2020 fall season. So if you're keeping count at home in the Power Five, the Big Ten and Pac-12 likely to call off their 2020 season. The SEC and ACC are cautiously planning to play, and the Big 12 is the wild card. In the Group of Five, the MAC and Mountain West will not play football, while the Sun Belt, Conference USA, and American are full speed ahead. In baseball last night, Philadelphia scored 10 runs in the first two innings on their way to a 13-8 win over Atlanta. Bryce Harper, Roman Quinn, Didi Gregorius, and JT Realmuto all homered for the Phillies. Washington crushed the Mets 16-4. Tampa beat Boston 8-7. Houston beat San Francisco, and the Padres got the win over the Dodgers. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. Last night, the New York Rangers won the NHL draft lottery and the right to select consensus number one draft pick Alexis Lafreniere in the 2020 NHL draft. And in NFL news, New England has signed veteran running back Lamar Miller to a one-year contract. Miller's picked up nearly 7,500 total yards from scrimmage and 40 total touchdowns in an eight-year career with Miami and Houston. 624, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests.
Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com traffic center, we've got an accident I-10 eastbound on the Bayway near the Battleship Parkway exit. They had a left lane blocked off. Now it's been moved to the right median. Still a little bit slower there. State troopers also tell us they've got road work still going on southbound 65 north of I-10 with delays as they're doing that overnight resurfacing as it continues this morning. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. You may receive a leaf with Lotus CBD products. Find them in Foley and on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us here in just a couple seconds, and we'll get an update on the forecast. I see this. We got showers in the mix already this morning, so we'll get more from Dr. Bill when those will affect you. I know South Mobile County, South Baldwin County, you're getting them right now. All right, 628, coming right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Cedar Trace Apartments on Village Green Drive. Happened just before 10 o'clock last night. One person was shot. We do not have an update on their condition this morning. The Saraland School District reports no new cases of coronavirus after a student tested positive on the second day of school. Friday, a day after classes began, school officials were notified about the infected student. Five students who had been in close contact were sent home. Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson will nominate a new fire chief today. He will present his pick to the city council for approval. Simpson has selected Jeremy Lamy, the current chief of staff for Mobile Fire Rescue. Mark Seeley, chief for the last 3 years, is stepping down at the end of the month after 29 years with the department. Seeley will become the fire chief in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing. Hand me one of those gummy, wormy thingies. I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
Yeah! I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm going to need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Russia's health ministry gives regulatory approval for the world's first COVID-19 vaccine. From Moscow, correspondent Matthew Chance.
We also understand from other Russian officials that, you know, mass production of this vaccine is now going to be stepped up, and they hope to produce, you know, up to 170 million doses, both in Russia and in other countries as well, which have agreed apparently to produce this vaccine by the end of the year. So, you know, look, whether or not this vaccine is effective or safe, it does look like it is going to be widely distributed and administered to millions of people around the world in the months ahead.
It took 6 months to get to 10 million cases after the virus first appeared in China. It took just over 6 weeks for that number to double. Close to a million residents are still without power after powerful winds swept through the Midwest Monday. The type storm experienced, known as a derecho, flipped over cars and caused property damage in a half dozen states. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Tax policy experts say you shouldn't be waiting for a windfall in your upcoming paychecks, despite President Trump's executive order deferring payroll taxes. The order might not bump up take-home pay all that much per paycheck, and that's assuming employers even pause the tax withholding from September 1st to the end of the year, as the order instructs. The order defers the employee's obligation to pay a 6.2% Social Security tax per paycheck. The Pentagon plans to free up a big chunk of its military airwaves in the U.S. for high-speed internet service, part of a broader push to get ahead of China in the deployment of 5G wireless technology. The Trump administration says it has identified radio spectrum used for radar defense systems that can be shared with commercial telecom providers without compromising national security. The FCC will be able to auction the spectrum beginning in December 2021 for use as soon as mid-2022. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
As a new school year begins, the members and staff of Gulf Coast Federal Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit financial institution, remind drivers that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert when driving where children are found. Always buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. This back-to-school message provided by the members and staff of Gulf Coast Federal Credit Union, proudly taking part in the Gulf Coast Back-to-School Safety Campaign.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill. gonna press that top button there once again.
Morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning.
There we go. All right, Dr. Bill, let's talk about this. First of all, I'm actually looking at showers this morning on the radar, South Mobile County, South Baldwin County, so that's a change.
Yeah, that is different from what we experienced quite a while now, but there are some thunderstorms now down along the Baldwin County coast, extending out a number of miles into the Gulf. That activity should pretty well stay in that area and then gradually dissipate, and then as the land heats up, we'll start to see development over the coastal counties and then farther inland. Get a better chance now for some thunderstorms. We had a few around yesterday, nothing at the airport, so it goes down officially as no rain yesterday. But today, look for mostly sunny skies, at least through the morning, and then in the afternoon, thunderstorms have become active, and the high today will around 92, 93 degrees. Tonight, the rainfall activity will taper off in the evening, and the low tonight will be in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, even better chance for thunderstorms. We'll start out with sunshine in the morning and then a very active afternoon for thunderstorms, and look for a high of about 92, perhaps 93 degrees. The rest of the week and the weekend, well, quite a few thunderstorms for the afternoon, and many of them developing in the morning hours, and that is for Thursday and Friday, with highs in the low 90s, and then over the weekend, again, scattered to numerous thunderstorms through the afternoon, and our weekend temperatures, once again, in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Right now, looking good across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean, but we do have a well-formed now tropical wave that's halfway between Africa and the Caribbean. It is moving in a west-northwest direction and will most likely be a tropical depression or a named storm in the next few days, and with a likely target perhaps into the northern portion of the Leeward Islands. So we're going to watch that, as well as another tropical wave coming off the African coast.
So starting to pick up a little speed here, and about a month out from the peak of hurricane season?
Yeah, now the temperatures are starting to get to their warmest out in the Atlantic, so we should see quite a bit of activity now for the next several weeks and then carry it all the way into October.
And remind folks, too, I know we talked about it a couple times last week, but those folks out in the mountains that are as far from hurricanes as possible in Colorado, the researchers have now increased the number of named storms expected for this hurricane season.
Yeah, the research center out of Colorado State University, they are projecting now an additional 15 named storms from the 9 that we already have had. So we're looking at the potential now of 24 named storms. If that does occur, it'll be the second most active hurricane season on record. Number one is 2005, the year of Katrina.
How well we remember. Wow. And
yes,
that year when we ran out of names and then did what to name the storms?
And we had the Greek alphabet and went into the Greek alphabet at least for three names, I believe. But that was an incredible year, and broke the old record, which was 21, set back in 1933. Of course, we didn't have aircraft going into storms, and we didn't have satellites in 1933.
That is, and I want to talk about that in depth again like we have in the past, but just a little primer on that. You said, you know, we're comparing total named storms, number of storms, how busy a hurricane season is, and they'll say the most ever. But you point out that it wasn't that many a lifetime ago that we didn't have equipment to sell. I mean, there could have been 20 storms in a year we never saw.
Oh, that's right. That one that was 21 storms in 1933 could very well have been 31. Now we are able to detect the storms and get a better idea of their intensity, where that was just not possible. And when we look at a lot of the storms that occurred out in the Atlantic back in the 1930s, say 1940s, we didn't fly planes in them. So we just make an estimate of how strong they were. So they do a lot now with the storms we couldn't do several decades ago.
It's a good thought starter for a lot of us, Dr. Bill. We appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. It is eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. All right, 640. Oh, I saw, too, Perseid meteor shower is happening. I don't know if we're going to have clear enough skies here over the next... But I've got a question. You know what you don't hear anymore? What's that? Used to be like the Hale-Bopp comet. All these comets, I know this meteor shower, but comets would come by, and there would be cults of people like that would think that this is the, you know, this is the, they're going to be transported into space and all this. This is the end times. I wonder in today's world where no one believes anything, everything is fake news, everything is questioned, are we going to have groups of people assemble under cults anymore when it comes to comets? I mean, I know there's been more than just the Hale-Bopp. The Hale-Bopp one reminds you because everybody dressed alike and they went to somewhere in Southern California and they thought they were going to be transported into space or something when the Hale-Bopp comet came by. How hard is it going to be now for these cult leaders to assemble a bunch of people before somebody goes, that's fake news, that's not happening? Maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when you're wrong so many times, like the comet people have been before, maybe they finally called it. They just said, okay, we're wrong on this comet thing.
The comet people and the Mayan calendar people, the end of the world, and then they'll do this. It won't happen on the date they predicted, and then they'll say, oh, my calculation was off.
Yep.
It's next year on, like, February 7th. Or so. And then people go, oh, okay, he's probably going to be right this time.
The Mayan truthers, they were at it again just a couple months ago. They, you know, going into, I think, June, they said, well, actually, you know, we said that this was going to, the world was going to end in 2012, but when you look back then, we've actually lost quite a few days each year.
Leap years.
So they said, really, the world will end this month, in 2020. Get ready, it's happening next week.
Well, and then listen, it didn't, in 2020, I could believe it.
And then it didn't happen that week, and it's been silence from those Mayan truthers.
They're recalculating the Mayan calendar for the end of the world.
It's actually 2021. That's right.
See, that's what it is. All right, 641, we'll check traffic next.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm talking with Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean, the people that we trusted to turn the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit around. It needed cleaning, but it needed restoration, Ricky, and y'all did it. And if you can do it for that big station van, imagine you can handle regular size vans and cars and trucks and what else?
Anything that's got wheels on it.
Okay, a boat is on a trailer. That trailer's got wheels. What about boats?
We do boats, motorhomes. We got two boats in there right now we're doing. We get down to the nitty-gritty of cleaning them, reconditioning them, or whatever you want to call in a vehicle or boat, motorhome, or whatever.
You know, and then reconditioning was one of the keys with our van, because not only did y'all get it super clean, you restored the faded plastic on it, the faded parts of that van, and brought it back to new.
We did.
Now, you can do that for my car, too?
I sure can. Then we also disinfect them, too. So we got a disinfectant inside and out for you pick it up.
Ricky, somebody wants to see that difference at Alabama Auto Clean. How do they get in touch with y'all?
They just need to call us at 251-478-5781.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Southbound 65 clear. The accident on the Bayway also clear, but heavy storms and wind as you travel through Baldwin County. So far, the Bayway and the Causeway still looks good as you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in, still offering delivery with DoorDash, Postmates, and the Waiter app, and lunch today. 7 weeks and french fries only $9.99. Their chicken Caesar salad, Philly cheesesteak, and more. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 644, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Correct, Doug. Doug quoting, no man knows the day, nor hour, nor the angels, nor the sun, only God the Father. So watch and be ready. Right, so if you had somebody, here's something that you don't see on the Christian church. It's happening on this day.
Yeah.
It's happening on this day. But we were talking during the news break, Doug, about these cults and all that. The initial claim is one thing, but like Dalton pointed out with these Mayan truthers, to me, the more amusing thing is after they completely fail on the end of the world thing, then they come back and go, well, See, what it is,
yeah,
is we had a wrong we carried the one and put the decimal point in the wrong place, and now the calculation is the end of the world is coming up next year.
Yeah, the old walk back.
Crawfishing on the end of the world. It's some interesting times we live in. All right, 645 FM Talk 106.5. Also coming up, Quinn Hilliard joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Reminder, too, as we move on through the week, it's another, it's week 8 of the Fishing Photo Contest. Your chance to win one of those FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirts with the speckled trout and the snapper on it, our logo. Really cool shirts, and you win them by posting your fishing picture up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065, and then getting the most number of likes on your post. That's how you win, and we'll draw for that on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a an awesome shirt. I actually wore mine this weekend, and I wasn't even fishing, but I wore my fishing.
You could use them for other activities as well.
Yeah.
Just rep your station, huh? How about that? All right, there are more than 5 million known COVID-19 cases in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. One group that has been noticeable in rise in the U.S. has been children. John Lawrence has more.
Public health officials warned about opening schools in states with COVID-19 hotspots. President Trump says COVID-19 shouldn't keep children out of schools.
For the most part, they do very well. I mean, they don't get very sick. They don't catch it easily. They don't get very sick.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis supports seeing children return to the classroom despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
In terms of the risk to school kids, this is lower risk than seasonal influenza.
Former Harvard medical professor William Hasseltine disagrees.
You're waiting for a second fire to erupt. You're pouring fuel on a raging fire.
More than 800 students in Georgia's Cherokee County are in quarantine due to possible coronavirus exposure. This 1 week after in-person learning began. Over the past 4 weeks, there's been a 90% hike in known COVID-19 cases among U.S. children, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association. Epidemiologist Michael Osterholm expects children back in school will result in more infections.
We think we're going to see an explosion of cases in September that will far surpass what we saw after Memorial Day, and that this is just going to continue increasing, getting higher and higher in terms of numbers.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
647 FM Talk 106.5. So, of course, that plays into what's happening right now in our neck of the woods with school going back. You got school back in for Saraland. You've got parochial schools going back this week. Baldwin County Public Schools going back this week. And then the end of the month, Mobile County Public Schools. I haven't seen this story, but I got it from a reliable source, and that is the missus. Mm. She said to me last night, and I got to check this because I think hopefully today or tomorrow, Renee Phillips with the Mobile County Public School System will be on with us. She said when they opened the virtual classroom portion of registration, it filled up like in 1 day's time.
Wow.
For Mobile County Public Schools. But that's hearsay from the boss, but I got to vet it with the people at Mobile County Public School System, so we'll let you know more about that coming up. All right, Dalton's got sports on the way, and headlines from WKRG are next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The place that you share with those you love, your home is under attack. Attack from the relentless heat and humidity of a Gulf Coast summer. Protect your home and enlist a proven ally. Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro. For over 50 years, the smart homeowner in Mobile and Baldwin County has partnered with Bachelor Service to stay comfortable. Read your neighbor's comments online at bachelorservice.com. Home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on new Daikin home comfort systems for people. Peace of mind. Call Bachelor Service. Service worth remembering. Alabama Certification 17070. This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions 654-6778.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Cedar Trace Apartments on Village Green Drive. Happened just before 10 o'clock last night. One person was shot. We do not have an update on their condition this morning. The Saraland School District reports no new cases of coronavirus after a student tested positive on the second day of school. Friday, a day after classes began, school officials were notified about the infected student. Five students who had been in close contact were sent home. Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson will nominate a new fire chief today. He will present his pick to the city council for approval. Simpson has selected Jeremy Lamy, the current chief of staff for Mobile Fire Rescue. Mark Seeley, chief for the last 3 years, is stepping down at the end of the month after 29 years with the department. Seeley will become the fire chief in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Good morning, 651 FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday was a day filled with many anonymous sources, rumors, and speculation in the world of college football. After the Mid-American Conference announced Saturday that they will not play football this fall, journalists began reporting that the Big Ten would soon become the first Power 5 conference to postpone or cancel the season, and that the Pac-12 was likely to follow their lead. There were reports that the Big Ten actually voted yesterday 12-2 to not play football this season. Those reports later were refuted. They said they did not vote on that. Big Ten officials did meet last night, but no announcement has been made of their decision. Pac-12 school presidents are scheduled to meet today to vote on whether they will play fall sports this year. The SEC and ACC seem to be all about playing. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey tweeted yesterday afternoon that the best advice he's received is to be patient. Alabama head coach Nick Saban and several other conference coaches and athletic directors were more direct, saying that they do intend to play football this fall. According to CBS Sports, an ACC official said the league, quote, absolutely plans on playing football. That report came after an ACC conference call with athletic directors. And leaders from the Big 12 Conference will reportedly meet by phone tonight to explore their options. They'll be joined by medical advisors on the call. But it doesn't seem that anyone, including Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, has a clear read on what the conference directors will decide. So the Big 12 could end up being the swing vote in the Power 5 conferences. In the group of five, after the MAC became the first conference to postpone football, the Mountain West Conference announced yesterday that they are also postponing their season. They did say that the Air Force Academy could seek to play an independent schedule if they'd like. Yesterday evening, Brett McMurphy reported that the Sun Belt Conference, quote, plans to follow the SEC's lead and play sports this fall. He also reported that despite Old Dominion canceling their season, the rest of the Conference USA still plans to play football this fall. And Sports Illustrated's Ross Dellinger tweeted last night that the American Athletic Conference is also moving forward with a 2020 fall season. In baseball last night, Philadelphia scored 10 runs in the first two innings on their way to a 13-8 win over Atlanta. Washington crushed the Mets 16-4. Tampa beat Boston 8-7. Houston got the win over San Francisco, and the Padres beat the Dodgers. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. Last night, the New York Rangers won the NHL draft lottery and the right to select consensus number one draft pick Alexis Lafreniere in the 2020 NHL draft. And in NFL news, New England has signed veteran running back Lamar Miller to a one-year contract. Miller has nearly 7,500 total yards from scrimmage and 40 total touchdowns in an eight-year career with Miami and Houston. 6:54, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Morgan and Morgan. For the people.
Hurt, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Back to school means sharing the road, and your local officers, along with Brian Bank, want to remind you to slow down and pay attention when children are present. School zones are congested areas, so stay alert and be prepared to stop when driving. Observe speed limits and always cooperate with safety personnel and our school bus drivers. Buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, don't text and drive, and always be alert. Brian Bank cares about your safety. Now serving Daphne, Foley, Mobile, and Orange Beach, member FDIC.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've seen some strong showers through Foley and Gulf Shores, so be careful if you're traveling in those areas. But from Loxley, Daphne, and across to Bayway and the Causeway, we look great. Mobile Police Department are running radar at Dolphin and 65, also near the 1065 split, but no new wrecks in the roadways. It's drag racing at US 90 Dragway this Friday, August 14th. Enjoy the commentary with Grudge Racing, open every Friday night. Gates open at 5 p.m. this Friday, August 14th. See the Dragway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 656 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Text line open for you, 343-0106, 343-0106. Reminder to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the website, fmtalk1065.com, where you get three big things, top news stories of the day. And yeah, it's a lot about college football yesterday, not just from the pundits out there in the sports world, President Trump chiming in as well on Twitter. That was interesting, too. One of the takeaways, hearing Paul Feinbaum talk again yesterday afternoon. He was on with us yesterday morning. But when he talked about how certain conferences look to other conferences almost for permission. And yeah, he talked about the Sun Belt checking in with the SEC before they did things. I never knew that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many things I learned yesterday. Now, we'll see how many of them are true as we keep looking at this college football story. All right, 657. We're coming right back. Hour number two and news next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Cedar Trace Apartments on Village Green Drive. Happened just before 10 o'clock last night. One person was shot. We do not have an update on their condition this morning. The Saraland School District reports no new cases of coronavirus after a student tested positive on the second day of school. Friday, a day after classes began, school officials were notified about the infected student. Five students who had been in close contact were sent home. Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson will nominate a new fire chief today. He will present his pick to the city council for approval. Simpson has selected Jeremy Lamy, the current chief of staff for Mobile Fire Rescue. Mark Seeley, chief for the last 3 years, is stepping down at the end of the month after 29 years with the department. Seeley will become the fire chief in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Would you believe there's a survey showing that some people would literally rather go to the dentist than talk to a financial advisor? I think I know why. I think it's probably because of all the math. Everybody hates math. We hated it in school, and we still hate it today. So if you're approaching retirement age, why not get somebody to help you with that math? Why not sign up for a complimentary Retirement Feast Roadmap? It helps do the math on many of the most important retirement issues, including your investments, taxes, Social Security, estate planning, Medicare, and long-term care. So if you hate math, but you love the idea of building a comfortable retirement, give the team at Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio a call. 866-917-7327. That's 866-917-7327. Or go online, retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary.